And then we get to ballyhoo some of the things they do mostly around the holidays. But trust me when I tell you, they're doing wonderful things year-round. Eric, God bless you. Have a great night tomorrow, and let the holiday season officially begin, my friend.
Appreciate you, Paul, and I'll see you soon.
All right, Eric Larson, CEO of the Downtown Detroit Partnership. Of course, we've got our hands full, too. We start tomorrow morning with Women Who Lead, and then we go to Hobnobble Gobble. Monday, it's the 9th annual WJR Hunger Free in the D. About 1.9 million Michiganders face food insecurity. More than 500,000 of those residents, of those 1.9 million, are children. And one of the great organizations partnering with Hunger Free in the D is Gleaners, one of the first organizations in the country to initiate the concept of a food bank more than 50 years ago. And our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, has more on their story and what we can all do to help. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Paul. It's hard to believe, but every one of us likely knows someone who is food insecure. There are about 600,000 people right here in Southeast Michigan who are food insecure. That means a person who doesn't have a reliable access to a sufficient quantity of food. One in five kids are hungry right here in the metro area. And many of the people who are served by Gleaners are people who have jobs.
Though many of these households are working households, those jobs were just enough to make ends meet before the cost of groceries, gas, and housing skyrocketed this year.
And that is Kristen Sokol, the spokesperson for Gleaners.
And last year, we distributed more than 47 million pounds of food across Southeast Michigan. And while we're known for distributing those shelf-stable goods, especially because of food drives, we distributed nearly 16 million pounds of fresh produce, which is a significantly requested item.
And she also says that in the last 50 years, Gleaners has perfected the ability to maximize their buying power with established relationships with local retailers and farmers. So cash donated to Gleaners flexes some pretty big muscles.
With Gleaners purchasing power, $1 provides three meals. With the Chelani Family Foundation's match, $1 will equal six meals. So for that simple $1 donation, you could provide meals for a person for 2 days.
So $1 buying six meals thanks to that Chelani Family Foundation donation. Now, Sokol says there's the very lifeblood of Gleaners is the volunteers. Among them is Maggie Einhaus, who first came to Gleaners when she worked with a large corporation in the area, and the company encouraged employees to volunteer. She had so much fun, she came back during retirement and now picks up several volunteer sessions a month. Einhaus says she's been blown away by the caliber of volunteers at Gleaners.
I've spoken to medical students who not only are they completing medical school, they're volunteering at Gleaners. And when they're not doing that, they're going out into Detroit and they're helping make sure that homeless people get consistent access to medical needs.
So Einhaus says, along with Gleaners clients, they've been a joy to serve, according to her. She says sometimes they're outside putting boxes in people's cars, and the people are asking them, hey, are you okay? Is it too cold for you to be out here? So she says there's no feeling like helping another person who needs a hand up, and she says it is good for the soul, Paul W.
Oh, absolutely. And teaching our kids about helping others and the gift of giving and how good that feels. And folks are going to have a chance to do all of that and joining us. And I'm so glad you pointed out, we're talking about some people who are working. It's not people who are not working.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of working poor, a lot of people who are working and still can't make ends meet. We're going to help them with Hunger Free in the D. And you can go to hungerfreeinthed.com right now and help us help them. HungerFreeInTheD.com. And Tom and Vicki Chelani and the Chelani Family Foundation matching everything up to $200,000. It doesn't get any better than that. Marie Osborne, thanks for your help. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coming up, the one and only, I mean one and only, Jimmy Brandstetter. And I have got some great news about Mr. Brandstetter and something he is offering to all of us. Stay with us. We'll talk about it up next on the Paul W. Smith Show, 745 at WJR.